This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Here's the truth. Vendors can make or break you today. I have a partner who says that, and I believe it's so. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer the small investor to get in the self-storage business or to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about the products and services I offer, the courses, and the free training like this at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But in my opinion, there's never been a time in the self-storage industry where the gap between a well-chosen vendor and a poorly chosen vendor can make as much difference as it does today. The reality is, the way this industry has evolved, vendors can make or break you. Now, we have been searching for vendors recently as we're creating another brand, and I'll share some of my experiences with you, but create a backdrop of what I'm talking about. Here's a few facts. About 52 million square feet post-COVID has come into the pipeline or gone in service. National occupancy rates went down Q4 2025, and if in the Southeast, rates are flat or have declined. There is a lot of product in the Southeast. AI has rewritten what good revenue management looks like. 72% of all storage customers start online, and a good Google profile is critical today, more than it's ever been. And online marketing has never been more important than it is today, and we've introduced GSO. I talked about it last week, AI. Totally different way for people to go, quote, online and find out and get recommendations of storage facilities in their area. Each and every month, more and more customers are using AI platforms to find their self-storage facilities than the month before. The vendors you select for your operating system, your marketing, your call center, your revenue management strategies now control the levers and the dials that as owners and or managers you used to own. Pick well and you compound the advantages and the benefits that this industry can offer an owner. Choose poorly and pay the consequences. Here's what's going on. AI has redefined revenue management and operations. AI revenue management is no longer experimental. It's a must-have. Owners last year who were using platforms like Veritech, Cubby, Monument to do and that had integrated AI to do their revenue management had about a 4% increase in revenue. The REITs were flat or declining. AI virtual assistants receiving incoming calls from customers are solving 75 to 85% of customer calls on the first call. If you're not using an AI call center to handle some of your customer incoming calls and your competitor down the street is, they're outperforming you. Your costs are high and they're outperforming you each and every single day that you are open. The customer journey today is almost completely digital. 72% of customers start their journey to get a self-storage facility online. Well-optimized Google profiles are important, critical as a matter of fact. And from the statistics I've seen, as I've been doing my research as we figure out what platforms to use, they get about 2 times the customer engagement than a facility with a poor Google business profile. You know, aggregators, we will probably still use them, like Sparefoot, can drive online rentals, but they are expensive. And conversions from SEO, GSO, even paid Google advertising is much more cost efficient. The truth is, your vendors that you select are going to control the top of the funnel for your customers coming into your facility. Now, your operating system and your revenue management are the biggest bets you're going to be making or you have made in your vendor selection. Now, revenue management has, in many ways, the most direct impact on your revenue and can make a difference anywhere from 5 to 15 or 20% of your gross revenue coming in to your facility. Today, many of the revenue management systems are integrated into the operating system, the operating software. Modern AI revenue management takes your current live data, occupancy rates, your tenant profiles, your tenant behaviors, does scrapes of your competition, and looks at occupancy rates in your trade area. And they'll give you good suggested pricing, or some people just set it and whatever it comes up with is the pricing. We won't do it that way, but we'll take the suggestions and then as owners make the determination of what we're going to do with that data and what our ultimate prices are going to be. Now, the challenge today is even good operating systems that have this feature built in, like Cubby or Monument, differ on their integration ability, their transparency, and the operator or owner's ability to override the software. At least for us, the right pick isn't always a clear-cut decision. Okay, so there's five basic channels that all need to be working well as be integrated into your operating system today. So here are the five channels, at least from what I can piece together. One, your Google Business Profile. Two, your Google Online Marketing, both paid and organic searches. Three, your SEO. Four, your GSO, which is how AI platforms end up recommending your facility in your trade area. If you're don't have a clue what I'm talking about, look at last week's episode 498, all on GSO, and aggregators. Those channels all need to be working well. Many of the operating, the modern, the Cubbies, the Monuments, the modern operating software for your business will integrate, or supposedly integrate, with all of these channels, and you literally can see and get the analytics and the data on the dashboard of your operating system now. We're attempting to determine how well it really works and which one may work better for us. So for the most part, what I'm seeing is that the vendors will own your relationship to each of these, control it in many ways. And a weakness in any one of these channels, especially if you're in lease-up, can have a dramatic effect on you, the success of your facility, and the value of your facility. Now, recently, Storable, of all companies, said that GPT Chat is the number one in local ranking for self-storage facilities. Now, I don't know if that's true, but think about it for a minute. Typical SEO, Google marketing, even your Google profile. Your Google profile will have a little bit of impact on that, but typical SEO and Google marketing has zero impact on AI. GSO, and I talked about that last week, what you need to focus on, or what your vendor needs to be focused on, and what you need to know about so you can talk intelligently with your vendor about GSO. And each month, I'm seeing more and more people are using these platforms to find your storage facility. I think in the long run, it's a great thing, because I'm pretty clear that's going to level the playing field between small players like us and the bigger players like the REITs. You can't just throw a lot of money at GSO and control eyeballs anymore. Now, many of the vendors and operating systems treat GSO like an afterthought. And if that's the vendor you're working with, odds are they're not going to be in business very long. And odds are it's going to have a very negative impact on your self-storage facility. Now, the days of just relying on SEO and keywords and pay searches, those days are coming to an end. They're still important, but they're slowly becoming less important. But there's always been challenges with that. And I've talked about it frequently, like the low volume of eyeballs that are going to see your ads, the low conversion rates. I mean, a storage unit isn't a lot of money, and there's very few people looking at it. And Google Analytics, with a small number of eyeballs and a slow, you know, conversion, like 10 conversions is great from an ad in a month's period in most facilities. The analytics Google spits out, for the most part, are meaningless. Customers have fast decision times. They make their minds up quick when they're online looking. And finally, in many markets, aggressive REIT bidding eliminates a lot of eyeballs from seeing your paid ads. Traditional online marketing vendors in the storage space were woefully inadequate. They were terrible in my experience. Absolutely terrible. Bad results, dumb keyword matching, and just broad matching with keywords. And it was a set in place, give me your money and we'll run it for a year. Terrible results. GSO is going to level that, in my opinion. So I've been trying to formulate, like, I won't call it a vendor checklist, but something I've got to, like, the spaces I've got to move through as we interview and think about and make decisions on our vendors. And here's where I'm at so far. Before selecting any vendor in 2026, at least, and probably beyond, there's some things or spaces to think through and move through. Number one is pricing. How do they price? Do they price by unit? Is there a flat rate? Is there revenue management? There is no best one. A lot depends on the size of your portfolio, the size of your facility, where you are, whether you're new construction or whether you're expansion and lease up or whether it's a stabilized facility. All these factors in pricing come into play when you're making a decision. What I'm discovering is critical is your integration depth, your ability, your API integration depth. Now, many of them will quote open API or custom integration available. And I've discovered that means different things to different people. Like with the gate system, the vendors, the marketing, the web, what you currently use or are going to use, how well do they really integrate? And you can't necessarily rely on what the salespeople tell you. The next space is references of customers, like really talk to customers. Yes, the vendors are going to give you a few customers to talk to. That's great. But find other ones. Find other ones in markets about your size. Find other ones in different markets that you arrange, not the vendor. Or all the assets, your website, your ad assets, your call tracking numbers, your analytics, your website even, your property. Is that your intellectual property or does the vendor own it? I've worked with people who have third-party management. They don't even own their website. They're on their management company's website. And then the website analysis. I've got a partner who has hired a couple of different independent, like coaches or vendors, to run analysis on the websites that the operating systems have that are integrated into the operating software. Here's one of the, I'm not going to give a name, but I'm going to show you just a couple from the report of a pretty well-known operating, modern operating system that has websites that are included with the operating system. They analyzed a facility using the website the operating system has. Here's just a snippet from that report. I don't even know what it all means, but tell me what you think. Now, don't ask me what all that means, and there was a lot more, but it probably means that that facility needs to improve their website. Now, the report was very clear. You don't make a decision on what operating system based on this, and that the, what they did say is, though, you need an independent vendor to be setting up the backside of the website, and you better be able to do that with whatever vendor you choose. Now, what's at stake is flat rates are flat or down, rental rates are flat or down, maybe going up in certain parts of the country. There's a lot of supply on the market, 51 to 53 million square feet planning or in the market now in the past few years. AI is redefining the cost structure and helping with the operating expenses, for, especially for us smaller investors. And the operators who win in the game of self-storage are the operators, in my opinion, who are going to be picking wisely their vendors. I think you will be able to tell 5 years from now or so the people who made good vendor selections in 2026. Why? Well, their assets will be worth more money than their competition, and they will be more successful and have higher revenue and lower operating costs. So my coaching is, review your vendors you're currently using and choose wisely. Now this, for the small investor, if you begin to educate yourself and get your head around it, this is good news. But the truth is, or at least in my opinion, and I got this from my partner, vendors can make or break you today. Choose wisely. I'll see you next week as I share what I'm learning out loud about the self-storage industry and our business. Thank you very much. My name is Mark Helm. I look forward to being with you then.